Hello, and welcome to 9 Second News, issue 139. Today is Wednesday, March 24th. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Hump Day. That means the work week is pretty much over, right? Lives lost in Boulder. Late Monday afternoon, a 21-year-old shooter opened fire in a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado, killing 10 people between the ages of 20 and 65. No motive has been identified yet, however, the suspect has been charged with 10 counts of first-degree murder and one count of attempted murder after he was taken into custody. The victims of the shooting include Officer Eric Talley, who was shot after he was the first responder on scene. For updates, you can follow USA Today's live blog, and if you're interested in donating to the victims' families, you can do so here. Discord discusses sales. Discord, the popular gaming-focused chat and community-building software, is reportedly in talks with Microsoft for an acquisition that would value the company at more than $10 billion, up from the $7 billion valuation it raised money at in December. Last year, it had more than 140 million monthly active users and brought in revenue north of 130 million, making it a prime target for Microsoft, who could potentially implement the service into its Xbox software. From the royal family to the C-suite. Following the influential interview with Oprah, Prince Harry announced yesterday that he had accepted a job at BetterUp, a Silicon Valley startup focusing on life coaching and mental health. He will take the title of Chief Impact Officer, a role in which he intends to help create impact in people's lives through. While the exact details of his new job were not disclosed, BetterUp CEO Alexis Robichaud said it's a meaningful and meaty role. Intel invests $20 billion. Yesterday, Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger revealed a new $20 billion plan to turn Intel's decline around. Among those investments includes two new U.S. chip factories in Arizona, planned expansions into Europe, and a goal of producing a higher number of semiconductors to sell to others, a hot topic, as the lack of available semiconductors has impacted industries as far removed as automobile manufacturers. Gelsinger, who has been at Intel for just over a month, described the plan by saying, "We are back with a vengeance." Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow, bright and early. The 90 Second News Team.